Today, in honor of Veterans Day, we take you to an out-of-the-way story. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz discovered a group quietly trying to help homeless veterans find grounding in an urban garden.
Howard Hintertier raises a heavy sheet of plastic to reveal vines loaded with still-ripening tomatoes.
I had to figure out some way to trellis them up and actually erect these things over the top.
Very nice.
So we had a little group one weekend, and we figured out how to do it, a system that would work.
This makeshift greenhouse came to life on Milwaukee's west side when the weather started turning cold. It's 15 degrees warmer inside. The backyard parcel is tucked behind the home base of the Center for Veterans Issues, or CVI. Its small staff provides social services and other programs designed to help vets come out on the other side of depression and addictions and other obstacles. Hintertier believes the garden can help.
Put a bunch of guys in a room with a psychologist and say, talk about your feelings. It's not going to happen. But if you get out in a garden and you start doing stuff together, before long, they start to talk to each other.
He's seen it happen. 72 veterans live right next door in a three-story complex called Vets Place Central. They've served at various times in various conflicts, but all of the men have one thing in common. They've been homeless. Hintertier says as a few planted and tended peppers and cabbages, gradually, oh so gradually, other vets ventured over to help.
And to me, you know, and if somebody goes down one side of a row with a hoe, and I go down the other side, by the time we get to the other end, we're halfway into their life story. All the elements are good. It's good for me, too. It's been good for Sims.
He's referring to William Sims. Both men are Vietnam War veterans. Sims served in the 101st Airborne Division.
2nd 327. I was in infantry. So I was over there, I think, 9 months before I got wounded, and I spent about 4 months in Japan recuperating.
Sims was only 21 when he returned to Milwaukee and calls himself one of the lucky ones. He had a support system. His uncle sent him to help build a house. Sims says he still remembers the rage he felt at the time, but the work and his uncle watching over him began to have a calming effect. Sims says another oasis was his mother's garden.
It was always tranquil, you know. She would always be laughing and joking while we're out there working. And so, you know, I always sort of equated that with tranquility.
Sims planted the first garden here in 1995. Just 3 years ago, he dubbed it the Organic Therapy Project. Tending it was a new experience for Quinn. The quiet 41-year-old vet has lived off and on in the transitional housing next door. The Army medic on medical discharge admits this is the first garden he's ever stepped foot in.
If it helps one person, you know, reach another day, I think it's done its job. You know, it helped me. I mean, we put in a lot of hours back here.
It's difficult to put in words, but walking into the small, well-tended garden, even at the chilly end of its season, you feel as though the ground is somehow hallowed. Perhaps it's the quiet. Master Gardener, of course, William Sims would never accept the title, is determined to expand what's happening here on Wells Street.
Galvanize that camaraderie and something a little bit more bigger than themselves. So it's something that you can see and you can measure.
Sims, along with Howard Wintertier and other volunteers, have their sights on cultivating another acre nearby. They know it can produce not only healthy crops, but also a connection with community and confidence among veterans. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.